The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, this week on Kids Clinic, we're talking about the common health issues that kids pick up if they, start school or start creche, and I suppose how to avoid them. Joining us is Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care in Crumlin Hospital. Suzanne, thanks as always for talking to us. What are we talking here? What are the various infections? Give us a flavour.
Well, I think probably a lot of people are collecting their kids today from school and creche, having gone back after Easter holidays, and there's lots of things waiting for them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The common viruses that cause the coughs, the runny nose and the high temperatures. And high temperatures can be very worrying for parents.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Also to look forward to is gastroenteritis. There's plenty of it around, yeah. So your child will be acutely sick for probably less than 24 hours, possibly with a really high temperature. And then when you get it, you'll be sick for a couple of days.
It hits adults a lot harder,
doesn't it? It does. And also you're running around washing all the bed linen and trying to keep the house going. So it hits you hard. Then there's also bacterial infections, particularly of skin. And we're seeing plenty of a skin condition around at the moment called impetigo.
Oh, okay.
So it affects children very commonly around their mouth or their nose, particularly if they have a dummy or a soother. If you have a little break in the skin around your mouth, your nose, a bacteria that lives on your skin can get in there and cause quite a nasty, itchy, sore, red infection. And that does need attention.
Okay. Is there any way of avoiding these?
Hand washing is superb. And when you actually...
Because I think back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever washed my hands. Ever. Well, maybe going to the toilet sometimes.
Oh, stop. Don't tell us anymore.
One needed to know that.
I felt the need to unburden.
If you unfold the fingers of your toddler's hand, you'll see this little kind of scummy kind of stuff in between their fingers and the creases. It's children don't wash their hands very frequently, as we know. So if you can get them into the habit and use plenty of soap, and I would wash all the way up to the elbow, doing a bit of a surgical scrub nearly once or twice a day. Like, that will really help. Okay. In fact, actually, when the UK Olympic cycling team started washing their hands more frequently, their performance went up because they had less gastroenteritis over the period of training.
They could measure it.
Yeah, they can. So actually hand washing has a huge impact, and particularly because children are often picking and pulling at their mouths and their noses. So that's where you get those little infections as well.
Okay.
And also to wash the dummy at night. If you have a spare, put one through the dishwasher.
Okay. Listeners already got in touch to say chickenpox is going around, but mine are vaccinated from it. Will that protect them enough?
Yes.
I presume it will.
Yeah. Superb, in fact, protection.
Do many people get vaccinated for chickenpox?
There's a huge amount of interest in it now. Yeah. Because
it's worth avoiding, isn't it?
It's worth avoiding. It can be very sickening, but also the bigger impact is the amount of time you have to take your child out of crash, and you've got to take time off work.
Yeah.
People aren't willing to do that.
Can we mention nits?
Nits. So nits and worms are waiting for you at home today as well.
Coming soon to a home near you.
They were waiting at the school gate for the holidays to end. Nits are a huge problem, particularly in the spring.
Yeah. Again, is it like, you've got to do the work, you've got to get the comb out, don't you?
You've got to do the work. Yeah, you can go off to these mythical places where they hoover your children's heads and stuff. It'll be back within 2 days. You've got to do the work with the comb. You've obviously done it by the sound of the hard work.
If I said I had, my kids who are now kind of an adult, or all adults, would probably kill me. But yes, I have.
Yeah. So you can buy the solutions in the chemist, and I don't have shares in any of them, but I do think that some are more effective than others. So ask your pharmacist, which is the one that they would recommend. And then in the box with the solution comes the comb, and that's where the hard work starts.
And worms, is that about taking the tablets?
It's the hand washing as well. So that's where, you know, washing hands after going to the loo, particularly because kids aren't great at wiping their bum. So, you know, hand washing is important there because they'll put their hands back up to the mouth and that's where the worm thing starts. So it's Vermox tablets, which you can buy in the pharmacy.
Okay. Listeners just got in touch about hand washing. I said, I find it very hard to get into all the crevices of my son, a 4-month-old, very chubby baby, loads of fat rolls. I found what looked like blue mold in a fat fold in his neck. Should I be worried about this? I obviously scrubbed him, but what if it comes back anonymous as I'm so embarrassed? No need to be embarrassed.
I think if it was blue, it was probably lint from the clothes.
That's exactly what I was wearing. Thinking. This is off the back of his baby grow, but you know, new parents, it's mold.
It's mold. Yeah. No, but it is really difficult. And that's why I say lots of soap, and you know you've got to try and really dry the skin very well as well, because if it remains moist, that's a great place for things to unpleasant things to grow, like blue mold.
Okay, can we talk about a little bit about mental health? Because obviously, kids be going back to school after Easter, disturbed sleep patterns, and so on, and maybe who knows, some of the anxieties that were there in school, they were parked for a couple of weeks, but if they're going back in, they'll be rearing their head again.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea when you're talking to your kids, from babies to little kids, even to teenagers, to every time you're mentioning something about physical health, always just pick up with mental health, so that we're completely normalizing that as a conversation rather than it being an add-on.
But are we at that point, do you think?
Oh, I think we're getting there.
I think kids in particular are much better than our generation. I think.
I think they're viewing it as, you know, as routine as going to the dentist is checking in on your mental health. So lots of children would have been dreading going back to school today, and that's a really sad thing to think about. But, you know, being at home for the couple of weeks maybe means that they were avoiding either a friend or a teacher issue. And it's good to try and tease that out this week, because it might come across as headaches, tummy aches, that kind of thing.
Yeah. My wife was saying she heard somebody talking on some show about how a great way of chatting to your kids is either if you're in the car or to go for a walk. You're not face to face. You're just kind of
Side by side.
And maybe there's a need to fill the silence or whatever. And a lot of things kind of come tumbling out that you mightn't have, you know, if you were sitting opposite them, for example.
Yeah. And another good thing to do is to talk about your own health, because we don't need to be superheroes in the eyes of our children. We can drop that. They see through it anyway.
I always feel a need not to show.
No, it's okay. You know, for you to come home and kind of say, oh, that was a tough day and I've got a banging headache, you know, and I need to have a chat with somebody in work before I feel okay about things. Revealing that actually gives your child permission to do the same.
Okay, that's good advice. And just before you go, weather's getting a little bit better. I mean, it's still pretty chilly out, but it's getting sunnier. I know, obviously, sun cream is a huge issue, isn't it?
Yeah, this just occurred to me actually, because it has been sunny over the last few days, and is to dig out the bottle of SPF that you have. You probably need a new bottle. And
they don't last, do they not?
Well, I think the manufacturers say that they go off now. I'm certainly rummaging in the back of the cupboards. But and if you can start just in the mornings with your children when they're very young to put a dab even on their nose going out the door, it means by the time the sunshine has ramped up, kind of hopefully June, July and August, they're more used to the fact that you're putting a little bit of sun cream on, and you've less of a battle. And also, again, bring it back to yourself. A dab on your nose, a dab on their nose, it's less of a battle.
Yeah, we're not great at sun protection in this country, are we?
No, we're not. You know, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
This generation are better.
Okay. Listen, RocketSense, thank you so much. Dr. Suzanne Krogh, consultant in paediatric intensive care in Crumlin. Thanks so much for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.